Missouri Net News is presented by Amtrak Missouri River Runner. Now offering 20% off this winter. Visit Amtrak.com for more information or to book.
Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. State lawmakers will try to use their budget power to stop the EPA's Clean Power Plan from being implemented in Missouri, according to House Budget Committee Vice Chair Scott Fitzpatrick. The plan would cut power plant carbon emissions nationwide 30% by 2030.
I think when stating the purpose of an appropriation, part of that is stating specifically what you don't think that appropriation should be used for. All it is clarifying the intent of the legislature.
The U.S. Supreme Court this week ruled to temporarily block the plan. A House committee is proposing a $76 million funding increase for Missouri's K-12 public schools for the fiscal year beginning July 1st. Governor Nixon's recommendation was for $85 million. Legislation will be filed by Ferguson area lawmakers that would create an emergency loan fund to help municipalities. Representative Courtney Curtis says a goal is to provide the city of Ferguson with funding to apply reforms outlined by the U.S. Justice Department.
If this doesn't work, hopefully it puts it, squarely in the governor's, on his desk, in terms of trying to figure out how he can help Ferguson, given that he also didn't, do a lot of good for Ferguson during, the Ferguson event.
The city said the Justice Department's proposal would cost an estimated $2.1 to $3.7 million the first year. The department filed this week a lawsuit against Ferguson for rejecting the proposal meant to overhaul the city's police department and municipal court system. A 52-year-old man has been charged with kidnapping and attempted rape for pushing a Missouri State University student to the ground and trying to sexually assault her Wednesday afternoon. Police say a woman driving by stopped to help the victim, prompting Stephen Goodwin to flee. The women followed Goodwin until police arrived and arrested him. A temporary federal emergency management agency office will open in Pulaski County tomorrow. FEMA says the office will offer in-person support to people and businesses affected by the late December and early January floods. The office at the St. Robert Community Center will be open through next Wednesday. And the Kansas City Royals and third baseman Mike Moustakas have agreed to a 2-year contract reportedly worth a combined $14.3 million. Find more news, weather, and sports at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to Missouri Net News.